So this is the tour of the classroom. For those of you who have not met me, I'm Kate White, the founding director of education, and now I'm a co-director with Rebecca and Sally, and we manage the education department. I'm currently writing the toolkits for facilitators for the Conscious Baby program and am in charge of new curricula development. And I usually start out these tours just with a little glimpse of our website, birthpsychology.com, and then I'll open let my esteemed colleagues go from there. But the reason why I like to start there is because there are a lot of nice things that are on our website that looks like they keep improving it, which is good. So I usually will like just to help make sure that if you all come here, you can scroll down and there's all kinds of information here. We have our announcements here, so you can always come and check. There's a calendar of events for our members. If you look on the tabs here, you can, again, go and continue to see our events that are coming up and our member services and our free services, which is, I think, a little bit unclear for people, but I like to come here because I like people to see, okay, we have a lot of free articles. And for those of you who are introducing this to your community, this is a new step for you. Many people come to our website just for the free articles. And you can share this with your community. There's a lot of wonderful topics over here. I used to come here a lot when I was first a member of APA many years ago. I think I've read every article in this prenatal music thing, for example. And then you can also access other people's work here, like this is the Primal Database by Michelle O'Donn. There's just a lot of wonderful things to see here. So yeah, look at all these articles under prenatal parenting. I mean, it's just a really wonderful place, and it's got a lot of information just without going too much farther. And then I also wanted you all to see under free services that when you are a member, you can search all kinds of information. You can search the journal abstracts. You can get, as a member, you can download any of our journal articles. If you're not a member, you can purchase them for $10. And there's all kinds of ways you can search and find information. It's a searchable database, and I think it's a wonderful asset. If you're a student, you are a member. And so come on in here and look through and find some wonderful things that are free. Another thing to mention about member services is that you can search for members. You can also find practitioners of different kinds. So there's a lot of information right here just on the birthpsychology.com website. There's all here. It looks like they put free articles here too. I mean, this is just one of the things that's the most visited on our website. We have a Conscious Baby e-zine that you can register for. This is done every month by our social media person, and she just collects a bunch of stories. What's really nice about this is that, see, you can enter, I'm already subscribed, but you can enter your email and subscribe. It comes right to your inbox. And then you, on your Facebook page, you can just share all these stories. It's really easy to do, and you can also share them on LinkedIn, or you can email them to someone. It just creates a story, like it puts us in a bigger story. It creates how the environment and the culture that we're in really supports our paradigm, and it's getting much bigger now than it ever has before. Lots of new articles are coming out all the time, as well as research. And so you can come here, and it's a beautiful little e-zine, easy to read and look at and share on social media or in your newsletters or anything like that. It has its own URL, which is theconsciousbaby.com as well. Now, I just want to make sure I've gotten everything that I would like for you to see. Oh, yeah, the book reviews and also these bibliographies. So when I first was a member many years ago, I would come here and I would peruse all the lists of books. So those of you who love books, I love books. It's one of my things that I probably love too much. I have stacks of books everywhere. I would come here and find stuff I wanted to read. And so you can just see people have put in a lot of time and effort to create bibliographies. This is an updated one. And it's definitely fun to come and look. So what's new and what can I read and what would satisfy my curiosity if I don't have, something right there. So it's just nice to have. It's nice to have, just a place to come and get more information. In our store, I just want to point out that we do have some lectures for our international lectures for sale, the ones that we've done previously. Here we have, our join, our printed journal, all the things in the classroom that Rebecca and Sally are going to go over with you. But we should also have, yeah, the recordings. We should also have the recordings here of some of our, oh, darn. Well, I don't know where it would be then. But we have had some really good recordings from our regional conference, and they should be available. Perhaps they're somewhere else on our website. But I know they are here somewhere. Audio recordings, here we go. So there's a media center. You can come here. This is the 2017 Congress. You can purchase, this is our tape, the person that did our tapes, but you can purchase CDs and MP3s from this organization. So again, that was under resources and audio recordings. Okay, so finally, we have our 2019 Congress coming up. And we are now actively receiving people who want to do posters, breakout sessions, or pre and post conferences. So you can share that, but we look forward to having you at our next conference in Denver next November. Okay, any questions about birthpsychology.com? No? Okay, so take it away, Rebecca, Sally.
You want me to go next, or
Yeah.
Sally, you want to go? You're muted. Here, I unmuted you.
I think going next, and then I'll do Touch the Future. I think that's
Okay.
a flow.
All right. So this is our Classroom website, and if you are a student, hopefully you have figured this part out. I also just want to point out some things while we're here because you also have other things that you should be getting access to, and I want to make sure that you know that because there's been a little bit of confusion about memberships. Memberships are included in your PPNE program. With APA. So all of the great things that Kate was just pointing out about articles and other resources that are available on the website, including a listing for you if you have a practice, if you are a professional and you have a service that you would like to let people know about, that's part of membership for APA. And on our Classroom website, this is Teachable. We have a section for members, and there's a coupon code that I send out that goes out in the member newsletter. And I'm going to make sure, I think I put it in your module one information, but I'm going to double check that because you should have access to this. And I just want to show you there's a lot of really great free content in here that's available for members. And that content, if you continue your membership after you finish the PPNE program, if you're part of the PPNE program, or even if not, you continue to retain access to some of these great lectures. And we have Bruce Lipton, who we will be hearing from later this month. If you are familiar with him, he's the father of epigenetics, and he's in here. Wendy M. McCarty talking about the 12 guiding principles, which is, you know, this is the framework that we use and we're using in our global outreach committee to have other countries, other organizations adopting the most core ideas of APA. It really comes down to these 12 guiding principles. And there's a free lecture from Wendy M. McCarty. Barbara Morrison, who spoke with us last year in our Monday Live Series 3. And then we also will put in different coupon codes and sales, special sale prices for things in here as they are available to members. So this is worth your while to figure out and make sure that you have your membership, which I'm going to get to in just a moment. There's also free content. This is a great place to send friends. If you're you know, recognizing, as all of us do as we immerse into this program, what amazing resources we have available to us. This free content is a great place to send other people. There's a tour of the classroom from March. There are some live lectures from our Birth Psychology Month. This is a great place to send people so that they can learn a little bit more about APA, and it's completely free. So I just want to let you know that this is here so that you can help us spread the word and let other people know what amazing resources we have here. So we have our PPNE program, and when you are logged in, it should look something like this, where you've got all of your modules showing. Now, I am a bit of an overachiever, so you can see that I am nearly 100% complete on all of my modules. That's just because I've clicked through them, and I want to show you how that works as well. And before I go into the module, I also want to show you should be able to see Monday Live Series 4 if you are a current student. You should also be able to see this PPNE one-year extension. It's not very pretty, but it's very utilitarian. If you need to extend your program, we've made it visible so you can see it. And if you were a student earlier, you may see Monday Live Series 3 or Series 2. So I wanted to point that out to you. If you do not, for some reason, just please let me know. This is part of your program, Monday Live, Series 4 right now. So if it's not visible for some reason, let me know and I will fix that. So when you log into the program and you click on the very first module, you can see that these are all gray and they're checked. This means that I have done them. So when you click on Welcome to the Course, and you read through the information and you, oh, look, there's Touch the Future. Okay, this is, if you didn't get your code, this is how you get it. Sally's going to be walking us through Touch the Future next. But this is some really good basic information. And when you have completed it, click Complete and Continue at the top of the page, and it automatically will take you to the next page, and it will show this as complete. So this is gray when it is completed. And you can see that because I've clicked on this again, it lets me know I'm working on this. If I just click out of this, it'll leave it here, and that way I'll know that that's where I left off. When I log back in next time, I can start here. But if I finish it, I can just click complete and continue. It will take me to the next thing. This is also a navigation on the left-hand side. So every module, you can click over here. Let's just say, oh, right. Oh, what is this rubric thing? Maybe Sally will explain that. But I can see that I haven't completed it. And so, okay, now I can go in. This is how we are assessing projects, student essays. And this is the criteria so that you as a student can understand what we're looking for in your projects, in your essays, whatever it is that you choose to do. I know Sally will explain.
Before you click out of that, can we actually utilize the fact that you have that up there and I can do a brief review of that for you?
Yes, absolutely. Right,
we're going to coordinate our efforts here. You're going to scroll and I'm just open it up. So okay. The idea with the assessment rubric, and I'll have Rebecca scroll down where you can see that there are a number of different, why don't we get down to that first, Rebecca, the different things that they can do. There's a list there. Right. So we'll start with these three. So for every module that you're in, you have the choice of doing one of six different assessment options in addition to the quiz at the end of every semester or at the end of every module. So the first one is an essay. And what I've done here is I've explained what each one is. If you ever have any questions about any of these projects, please do not hesitate to email me or you can give me a call. And I'm happy to give you more information about our expectations for these projects. So the first one is a 2 to 3 double spaced pages. The idea here is for people with all of these is to really critically analyze. And that doesn't mean being critical, although it is a way of doing that. It means really engage the material. We want you to do these readings, listen to the films, engage all the resources that we have available. And we want you to really think about them. Like, this makes sense to me. This one makes me wonder. This one brings up a question for me. And ideally, as I know, you know, we talked about rabbit holes on an earlier call, it tends to go down that research rabbit hole where you might read about something. And I know I'm a prolific note taker. I'd make a note out in the margin and then I'd go look at that. And then that would open up a whole new way of, you know, another area to look at. So we want you to look at the readings. We always want you to bring in points from the readings. We're asking for at least 3 specific points from the readings. And then bring in these outside resources. So maybe you're reading something about, let's just say, polyvagal theory, right? And you decide that you want to go to another resource that gives you more information on polyvagal theory, maybe another way to look at it, maybe clinical applications of it. So bring that in. You can do art projects, and that's sort of open in terms of interpretation. And with that, you would also include a one-page narrative with 3 specific points, you know, plus references. So the idea with all of these different assessment projects, and Rebecca, there's a movement one. We've had somebody, Rebecca had one of her mentees who did a dance project, right, as his assessment project. So you can, and we've had people do, you know, doing videos. You can do poetry. Now this is your original poems. It's not using somebody else's poetry. It's your coming. If you're a poet, you get to express what you're learning and bring that in through poetry. Again, needing a paper that supports it. And then presentations. Some people like to do presentations. So Cheryl, what a sand tray on the subject. That could certainly work as an art project. Absolutely. I think that's a fabulous idea. We want you to use, so some people come to this program with a background and a work history already that they're trying to integrate this material with what they're doing. Some people start something totally new. So we want you to either express through something you're already doing or ways that you want to be utilizing this work, that you can be creative. Some people do presentations. And so you can do a slide presentation. And these all may be things, especially the next one, like the case study, where you can write a case study. Maybe these are things that you would do as part of your own professional work, that you want to write a case study and get it published, or you want to write an essay and get it published, or even an art project. So the idea is to be able to help you create through your assessment projects, through all the modules, a body of work that you can then rely on when you go out to do whatever it is you're going to do in the world with the PPNE material. And so we've got some ideas about how people would, your mentors would look at your material. And then if you go back up to the other part, back up to the top, Rebecca, the way that you'd be graded. So, you know, we're trying to make this as objective as possible. And there's a rubric up above there. So this is very good, satisfactory. And this is, so if it's an exceptional paper, so you put in all of the grades, it's a sort of a mathematical bit. And then it comes up with whatever grade you get on that project. And so, you know, the idea is that we want you to be working with your mentors. They ideally, you know, should be engaging you in questions and thinking about things in different ways and supporting you and offering encouragement as you go through the program. So what we found is our students who have active engagement with their mentors do better in the program overall in terms of their own enjoyment and what they get out of it, and they finish in a much more timely fashion than those who do not take advantage of their mentors. So we would encourage you to, if you don't have a mentor already, let me know right away. There are mentors on the list that opening information that you can choose from, and I will help to make that connection for you. So does anybody have any questions about the rubric while we're on this page? Julia, you're muted, so unmute, please.
There you go. I have a question about the assignments. So the total will be 6 assignments for one model. Is it correct or did
you
get it?
No. You get to choose. That's Julia. Thanks for asking that question. Just again, to clarify, for every module, you get to choose. You have to do a quiz, but for every module, you get to choose which of these 6 assessment projects you want to do. So you might write an essay for one, you might do an art project for another module. Okay, but you only have to choose one assessment option in addition to the quiz per module.
Okay.
And it does not have to be the same one. So you know, some people write essays for all of the modules, some people mix it up a little bit. They'll do one project for one and one project for another.
Okay,
but you don't have to do all 6.
Okay.
Thanks for asking about that. Does anybody else have any questions about this? No? Okay. Thanks, Rebecca, for that time to be able to do that.
Yeah, no, thank you, Sally. That was perfect. I just want to also, while we're here on something that is a PDF, if you scroll underneath it, you can actually click to download it. And that's true of anything in the program that has this download. Some of the videos you can't download, but a lot of the articles can be very helpful to have them printed off. If you are one of those people who likes to hold it in your hand, then that's what this is for. You just have to scroll down. And if you are scrolling in the PDF itself in the viewer, then you won't get to the bottom. So you do have to scroll out to the side to navigate that. So I just wanted to point that little thing out just in case that's tripped you up at all. I also wanted to say this section right here is in every module. If you need help, you can message me for any technical help. If you have anything related to being a student, then that is contacting Sally, and her email address is here. So we've tried to make it really easy for you to know how to reach us and how to get information when you need it. At the beginning of each module, I just also want to point this out. We have a quiz printout. We've had a lot of students who have really benefited from this. Again, this is something that you can download and put on your own, you know, print out. And actually, as you're going through the material and doing your reading, watching your videos, you have the questions that are used at the end. So it's a best practice in education, and it is a great way to really focus your reading and your studying to make sure that you are getting the questions that we're looking for, the information that we're looking for as you're going through and reading.
Rebecca, can I make another point here?
Absolutely.
I know Kate's asked me to show this before, so I'm going to take this opportunity to do this. So I'm not sure if you can see. This is a binder that I put together. And what I did when I was doing the course is a little awkward here. But I went through and I did a tab for each module. And then what I did was I copied over the quiz, I copied over the articles, I copied over at the beginning of each one, I made a copy of the outline of what was needed. I would go through and I would put a list of the readings that I needed for that particular module at the beginning, and I just copied that over. All I did was copy, cut, and paste. You don't have to reprint it all. But I took it off the list, and then I had all of that there. And then when I put in my, I would also include my essay or whatever I had done. At that point, it was just essays. I did that. But I had all my articles lined up in the order that they were. And also, as I was checking it off that I'd done it on the classroom, I was also able to check it off here and know which ones that I had done. And then when it came time to do my quiz, all of my material for studying for that particular quiz was in, you know, behind that tab and all readily available. And so now I have two thick binders like this of, you know, all of the material, but it's really easy for me to just go, oh, module three, and here it is. And then when I got comments back from my mentor, I also included those comments in here as well, so that that was helpful for me in case I needed to go further and look up, you know, more points or get more information. So I would suggest, if possible, for me being, you know, highly organized was helpful for me to be able to make it through the program. And I would take out, if I knew I had maybe a doctor's visit that I had to go to or someplace that I had to go and wait, I would just pull out an article out of my binder and I would take that with me and I would use that time to read the article. So, you know, I was very deliberate about my time and making sure that I was using it as efficiently as I could so that I could get the work done. So if anybody wants any, you know, hints or help with how to organize their time or how to organize their materials, I'm very happy to help with that.
Thank you, Sally. Yeah, and we also, there is a Teachable app. So if you have a smartphone or a tablet, you can also access the information. I was just thinking about you, Sally, taking your you know, printed out thing to the doctor's office. If you have a smartphone, then you can also access that from that as well. So I just wanted to point that out just as one more layer of support for you. I also want to say that there is a tab here. Please make sure you go and check it out. We're working on a little glitch that we had with memberships. So we're trying to make sure that everybody is a member. There's a process here. But you can also just check in with me because I know we're in the process of just going ahead and the students who have been enrolled for a while, we're just trying to make sure that everybody is updated as a member. So we're in a little bit of a transition, but we also want to make sure that everybody is a member. So if you are not and you need help with that, please feel free to reach out to me and I will make sure that you get the information that you need. I also want to show you Monday Live, which this is included in your PP&E program. We are on series 4, and you can see the lectures that we did in September are here, October, November. And if you ever get confused about how to join the calls for the month, because the first call has a different Zoom link than the other calls, all the information is available here for each month, just to make it easier for you. The link is always here if you can't find the email. I'm trying to just make this as simple as possible. I do my best to get recordings up in this area as quickly as I can. I try to do it within 48 hours. And then there's always a link the next Saturday in the email talking about the next Monday Live. At the bottom, there's always a link to the previous lecture. So if you get confused, there's always the email, but everything is right here and you can see what's coming up. We've got Mark Brady, we've got Kathy Kane, we've got Bruce Lipton. He's awesome. And I can't wait to hear Kate's the work of Deb Dana that you talked about last month, Kate, was incredible. So I'm excited about this. And we have Thomas Burney coming up next week. So you can come here and you can actually see what's coming up next. I try to have it updated as much as I can. You can see January, we still have some updating to do, but we know we're going to have Annie Brooke. So All the information is here, though, and I just wanted you to know you can come here, you can click, and this is also where you get the recordings. So if you wanted to hear Kate's trends and influences, the recording is right here. You just have to be logged in to see it. So any questions about the classroom itself? All right. So I'm going to go ahead and stop share and turn it over to Sally.
Okay. So here's the Touch the Future website. This is the homepage when you come in. So you can see that, you know, he's very clear about, you know, hours and hours and hours of videos.
Something just happened with your video, Sally. It was up full screen. Maybe stop share and then share again. It's like a thin line down the middle of the screen.
How's this?
Good.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, great. If here's the home page, as I said, so 100 indexed interview hours. Michael Mendiza is the person who runs this. You will see that here he has several blogs. He has several published articles and books as well. But these are some of the blogs that he goes through. Has a book called Playful Wisdom, A Father's Adventure. He has a book called The Magical Parent, Magical Child, The Art of Joyful Parenting. So you can order these here if you want. I believe they're also available elsewhere. But what we're most enthralled with sharing with you here is the Academy. And there is just lots and lots and lots of amazing stuff on this particular page. So again, we're looking under the Academy. So here as well, we have an opportunity for advanced searches. This is being really slow this morning for some reason. You can look under authors. And as you can see here, there's an impressive list of authors. And then in terms of topics, the same thing. So under any one of these topics, you will be able to find information. Let's talk perhaps here about, we were talking about mothering earlier. So let's talk about mothering. So if I were to just put in the keyword mothering and not indicate a particular author, you can see that I come up with some articles and some interviews by Joseph Chilton Pierce and more. There's pages of them here. And so then over here, we also have, speaking of Joseph Chilton Pierce, we have libraries. So under the Joseph Chilton Pierce Library, for example, there's all of these options. James Prescott, same thing. Bev Boz, same thing, all the way down. Then we have different departments. So if we want to look under pregnancy, birth, and bonding, for example, there are a number of video programs here that are available, Bowlby on Attachment, Robbie Davis Floyd talking about birth as a cultural initiation. You can just see lots and lots of offerings here. And so throughout this whole area here in audios, let's look at Kirsten Lipton since we have Bruce Lipton coming up. Here's an audio here that you can look at. Just hours and hours and hours of information. This is, you know, Lipton and Pierce are looking at this postmodern, post-Darwinian vision of evolution audio collection here. So in terms of being able to, once again, looking at the advanced search option, we could just very briefly, let's take Bruce again and just see what's available for Bruce Lipton. So you can see he's got a couple of interviews here. So there's just this incredible wealth. I mean, you could be lost in here. I don't even want to say hours. It would be weeks, probably, in months of listening to the different things that are offered here. And I know that they're coming up with some collections as well. Last time I talked with Michael Mendiza, he said that they're coming up with a whole training program of Bev's work. So we would encourage you to look at this. This is something also that comes with your PPNE registration. You get a student membership to APA for 1 year, and you also get a 1 year subscription to this Touch the Academy. So if you do not have your code yet to be able to utilize to register for this academy, you need to drop me an email and I am happy to give that to you. Does anybody, while I have this up, does anybody have any questions or is there anything specific that they might like to look at for this? I would just highly encourage you to just spend some time here. Pour yourself a nice glass of water or a cup of tea and sit down and just really spend an afternoon, if you can, looking through some of the offerings that are available here. Any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, Marissa.
So if we're already members, we already have access to this.
If you're a member and you've contacted, in the directions that Rebecca was going over, it was email Sally for your Touch the Future code. If you email me, I will send you your Touch the Future code.
Okay, thank
you. Okay?
Yeah.
Great. Any other questions about the Touch the Future site?
And that's for everything in there? All of the audios?
Cheryl, all of this, you get all of that with your one-year membership to the Academy, the Touch the Future Academy. Absolutely. Yeah, unbelievable resource for you. Anyone else about Touch the Future? In that case, I'm going to stop sharing then. Can give it back over to Rebecca.
All right, so does anyone have any other questions, anything about the PPNE program? Do you just want to say hi to each other for a moment? what do you all need today? And you can type in the chat or you can unmute yourself and share.
I do have a question, and it's not something that I think has been offered before, but is there the possibility of training on pre and perinatal Santray?
That is a great question.
Well, as far as I know, there aren't many people who will teach it. William Emerson pioneered it many years ago. I know that Myrna Martin has a module on it. You can actually probably order that. It's a video from her website, myrnamartin.net. I think it's one of her, like the 13th module or something. It was in a sort of an extra thing that she offers. So those are the only two that I know of that do Santray. Uh-huh. Besides Jean Rhodes. Jean Rhodes also chose to do Santray as her modality when she got her PhD. And I think that she'd be happy to talk with you, Cheryl, if you dropped her an email. She did a little presentation about it at the last conference. It was really great.
I think Myrna Martin actually has a full Santray certification, if that's what I had looked at the other day, if that's the right person. So that would be very interesting. Thank you.
Pamela, I saw you were trying to talk earlier. Do you want me to unmute you?
Going to say was, I think one should retire from everything else and just study this website for a few months. Good. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Pamela.
There's just such a wealth of information. I people should know that not only is this PPNE program amazing in terms of the information that it provides, but also your mentor support, critical aspect of this program. Take advantage of it. And also the outside resources that we're providing you with, like Touch the Future, are above and beyond and just incredibly useful for you.
Absolutely.
So does anybody else have any questions about the PP&E program or the teachable classroom or anything else? Kate, would you like to take a couple of minutes and just talk about Conscious Baby and toolkits? I think that would be useful for the people on the call too.
Sure. Well, for those of you who are interested, we're developing two new programs. One is the Conscious Baby program for parents, and Rebecca's been working with parents and creating some great stories, and you know, it's going to be a simple a way of really helping parents who want to live our paradigm, actually create you know, a pregnancy where they're connected with their baby, and we know that these have really great outcomes. Rebecca is creating those lectures and modules for parents. I can pull up the the toolkit program. Hold on one second here. Let me make it bigger. So I'll just show it to you. It's a beautiful program. Here we have, hopefully you guys are able to see the tools for facilitators, toolkit one. This is the only one that we currently have up, although I'm working hard on the second one. And each one will have recorded presentations and also the PowerPoints that are downloadable. And it will have a variety of exercises that we are going to be doing with our parents, as well as you. And the idea is that you can take and learn these skills and translate them into your courses for your population if you're working with parents. We found that many parents do much better with a live facilitator who can really help them connect with each other and their baby. But not every city is going to have someone. So we're going to also offer it online. But so here we have all kinds of skill building. And then for those of you who want a professional certificate, we'll have a quiz. And I also offer monthly live meetings that are mentoring and reflection for facilitators so that they can learn and grow. These are the topics that we're covering right now. This one is the one I'm working on, the Conscious Baby Principles and how imprints happen. And the PowerPoints are very pretty. They're very beautiful. Here's an overview of it, but you can take you in. If you're not currently a student in the tools, you can come here and just have a look at what our objectives are. They're all right here. I think you can see there's a little bit of a preview of what our PowerPoints look like. So if you come back here, you can just come to the toolkits. We do have a licensing agreement that you have to sign first in order to purchase. We're very careful around our materials, and hopefully you will use them responsibly. But we also want to tell you that you can use the PowerPoints yourself. You can use a portion of them or all of them. But if you can scroll down, you can have a look. These things that are able to preview, you're able to see what we're doing, and we have a couple of things. So here's an example of one of our exercises. It's just a minute and 41 seconds, but you can learn the skill yourself. I don't think I have the sound on, but it's just me guiding you through an exercise to help you learn more about the felt sense of feeling grounded and settled. So a lot of our exercises are like that. They're mindfulness exercises. And every toolkit will have some. In fact, I have so many exercises, I've been culling and reorganizing so as not to give you too much for each toolkit. I'm really excited about the one I'm working on now, which is all around listening exercises, which is one of my favorite things to do, and working with such things as holding space and including the baby. What does that look like? Prenatal music, creating a welcoming song for your baby, all kinds of things like that. So each toolkit is filled with these little exercises and videos. I just think it's a wonderful way to support you as PP&E once you graduate, or even beforehand if you want to go ahead and become part of our toolkits. It's just going to be a way for you to create more and better classes and get your word out there, get your business going, and also be a part of the overall paradigm. So, any questions?
That looks great, Kate.
It looks great. APA's working really hard, all of us are, on creating new programs and new offerings for you. You know, Kate started with the PPNE program, and we're just blossoming from there. So make sure that you keep checking back and reading your student newsletters and information that we're sending out so that you're aware of all the updates and new programs and support that we're able to offer you. Does anybody else have any questions or need support in any way before we end for today?
So, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Kate, the conscious baby is where I was looking at for some things for somatic work with older children and adults. Is it... How much of this is able to be utilized for older people than for the baby?
Well, I mean, they're all somatic exercises. I mean, they're made to help parents get settle and connect with their baby. Like all the exercises in the first module are all for adults to settle, to regulate. Because the really basic thing around health in this paradigm is self and co-regulation. So there's mindfulness exercises, there's meditations, there's somatic exercises for adults, the adults who are birthing our babies. And then there's some that are very specific, like including the baby. What does that look like? It's not a pre and perinatal psychology and somatic health program for adults. But it's for anyone. Because we all do better if we're self and co-regulated.
Is there any that you would particularly recommend for a client that has DID?
You're looking at developmental trauma there, and you may want to, you know, get some support from your mentor around that. But, you know, we don't work with therapeutically with adults here at the PPNE program. But when you're working with developmental trauma, you're just working with, again, self and co-regulation. Regulation. So okay. It's all good if it's about nervous system regulation.
Thank you.
Kate, you brought up an interesting point, and Cheryl, I'm glad you asked that question. If while you're going through your modules, if you really feel a need to talk to someone, your mentor, ideally, or someone else about some of the feelings that are coming up for you or the experiences that are coming up for you, we're here to support you in that way. And we have mentors who do somatic work as a private practice. It's not necessarily, it's not part of their mentoring capacity, but all of us are becoming more and more aware of and becoming trained in the trauma-informed care perspective that, we can help support you how as you're going through, however we're able. So we want you to know that.
Question. All right. Awesome.
Thanks, Susan.
Yeah. All right. Anything else before we end our call for today? Oh, Pamela, I'm going to unmute you. Okay.
Thank you for all that you're doing to make this wonderful information available. And I think it's such important information now. You know, it really can change the world if people can embrace this. We need to get out there somehow. Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with Thomas Burney. So I hope to see you all on that call. And then we'll be back the week after that with Bruce Lipton. And then Kate is going to round out our month, as I said earlier, and I can't wait to hear more about the work of Deb Dana. So thank you all very much for being here, for your presence, for being part of this program, and for all that you bring. So have a wonderful week, and we're here if you need us.
Thank you.
Bye.